I'm Dan Orlovsky. When I'm looking for safety, I always take the extra steps and listen to Chris and Case on the Detroit Lions podcast.
Lions with it, second and goal from the eight, down six, but on the move. Chris, working from the gun, looks out to the right, now checks out that Viking defense. Takes the snap, back to pass, looks right, got Case in the end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions! That's it, packs the bag, starts the plane. This game is over! How big is that?
And now it's time to start the Detroit Lions podcast.
Lions fans, it's time for the podcast you've been waiting for. The show where Kool-Aid runs blue, faces turn red, and rose-colored glasses never go out of style. This is the Detroit Lions Podcast, your Detroit Lions and Reddit connection. And now, two guys who wish they had as much face time with Cooter as Matthew Stafford. Chris and Case.
Hey, howdy-ho, Lions fans. Welcome to the Detroit Lions Podcast. This is episode 156, and it's the official Detroit Lions Podcast for Reddit. I am your rock and dashing host, Chris, and with me is my good friend and now co-host for the day, Riz. How are you doing, my man?
It is great to be with you, Chris.
It's
wonderful.
Awesome.
You are looking dapper in your home studio there. You look great.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I've been really working on that. I had a lot of work done. Not quite the extent that Clay Matthews has had, but we'll get to that.
Yes, we will get to that.
All right. Got a good show today. First, we've got a huge AMA announcement. Ask me anything. We're going to have an awesome, awesome guest on the show, and we're going to use that opportunity to get you guys' questions up to the fore. We've also got a giant, huge, amazing announcement about our man here, the Riz himself, and Matthew Stafford is going to let loose. We've got a whole lot going on. Riz, you ready to go, my man?
Let's do this.
Let's kick this off and break it down.
All right, a couple of quick announcements. First, check us out. Help us out on Patreon. Special thanks to Dylan from
Guam.
Of course, our very first donor, Mathis, and Brian B. from I Prevail. Thank you all of our Patreon donors. We love you, and thank you so much for supporting the show. If you'd like to join the Patreon crew, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast, or head over to DetroitLionsPodcast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you folks that support us. And I'm really hoping we're going to get some good off-season stuff for you guys, some additive stuff for you guys out there. So you can join. Don't forget, $1 a month at minimum, and you get access to that special content. Don't forget to give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, and on the Twitter cheese. Twitter at @DETLionsPodcast, @DETLionsPodcast. It's the very best place to see the Riz.
With no pants.
Yeah, baby. Subscribe on YouTube. It's youtube.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. We got some good videos there. More coming up. We're going to be doing some live streams while we record, so you guys can see some of the shenanigans in the background. This is coming up here in the off season. I think you're really going to enjoy that. So Detroit Lions Podcast on YouTube. It's pretty easy. Also, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you find us, give us those reviews, those 5-star reviews. We appreciate those. And we've got a couple nice ones we want to touch on the show today that we just recently had come in. So go on, give us that review.
Do it!
Give us a call via Skype at Detroit Lions Podcast, all one word, Detroit Lions Podcast, or call us in the Lions line, 929-33-LIONS. It's 929-335-4667. Leave us a message and get a chance to hear yourself on the show.
Tighten your chin straps, kids. It's time to review This Week in Reddit.
All right, it's time to talk about all the fun and exciting things going down this week in Reddit. And Riz, there's a ton going on, but I thought maybe we would start out this week with a phone call. As we talked about the old the ways to get in touch with us, we had a great call from Ron. Let's check that out.
Hey, guys. How you doing? This is Ron in Denver. Calling on this day, Friday the 8th, because I just saw that Jeff has been named the managing editor of Lions Wire over at the USA Today site. And I just want to say congratulations. I know you're a big fan, and I know you can bring a lot to that position, and I look forward to seeing your stuff over there. But also, you guys, and I'm not sure if it was last week or the week before, but you asked for us to share how we became Lions fans. And I'm not sure if I've shared this before, but I became a Lions fan back in 1980 when the Lions drafted Billy Sims, and more specifically on the debut game against the Rams that September. He was magnificent. Three touchdowns. I had never seen anything like it. Of course, I was only 12, so that makes a big difference. And but anyway, he just really turned my attention to football at that point, and I've been a huge Lions fan ever since, even though I live in Denver now. And sorry, I'm not drinking at this point. I recently switched to overnight, so I just actually got up a little bit ago, and a little too early for me to drink at this point, but maybe next time when I call, I'll have a couple in me. But anyway, again, congrats, Jeff. I look forward to seeing your stuff, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. First off, talk about drinking. This is probably the earliest we've done the show as far as recording it. We should be drunk from last night, but we're not. What happened?
My Cavaliers lost, and it was very sobering for me.
Yeah, this actually would be a great show if Case could have made it. There's some Cleveland talk.
That's okay.
All right.
I won't miss him today.
So it's interesting. Ron calls and talks about what brought him into the Lions. There's two big things here, and then I want to talk about this one first. I had the exact same experience. Billy Sims, the draft hype and everything else, and then that game just lit me on fire. And it is really what sealed the deal for me on the Detroit Lions. He was the player that made me a lifelong fan. He was the hook that got into me. I know we're similar in age, Riz.
Yes. and my thing is, you know, Billy Sims is my first Lions jersey. I was attracted to the Lions in part because of him there, too. I remember watching him at Oklahoma devastating people on the field. And I'm like, that guy's great. He was fun to watch.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
It's interesting how much pull Billy Sims had on people of our age.
And in light of that, I mean, I had mentioned that on Twitter and he responded and we've had some conversations. And in light of that, I'm out of town next week, but Billy Sims is going to be joining us on the show. How about that? Huh? Another,
yeah, right. Look at you pulling big time guests.
Yeah. He's one of my top Lions hero players for sure. And so he's joining us. What we're going to do is we're going to do our Billy Sims stuff in the Reddit style of an AMA. So after I get back next week, I'm going to put up a post in the subreddit, DetroitLions.reddit.com. And we'll ask you, we'll submit asking for questions. And you put your questions in there. We'll get the ones, you know, we'll get the ones that are upvoted the most. And we'll use those as part of the AMA. And we'll ask those of Billy himself. So Billy Sims joining us. And it should be a pretty extensive interview. He's set aside a good amount of time to chat with us. I'm really, really excited.
That is awesome.
Yeah, he's such a great, great guy.
Yeah, for those of us that are, you know, you're my and Ron's age demographic, Billy Sims, he's a huge figure for us. I don't think people who are younger appreciate it because they didn't see him because, you know, he only played really 4 years before the injuries just, you know, totally wiped him out. And
the knee, man.
Yeah. Oh,
God. But he's still, I mean, he's at Lions events. I was at the Thanksgiving game 2 years ago. You saw my signed ball, right? Rookie of the year.
That's right. I did.
Yeah. The whole thing, Heisman Trophy. What a great guy. So anyway, he signed that. He's a super, super great guy. Can't wait. So we'll have a Billy Sims AMA for the next show.
Wow.
Also, just so you guys know, we're kind of staggering some of the release of these shows here because I've got a last week of travel that I know of, at least between now and training camp. So we should be back on that weekly schedule. I may well be taking a 1 week shutdown as so many do right before training camp. So we may be one more week without a show and then it's back on that cadence. Chicka 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 boom, right? All right. Chicka, chicka, meow, meow. That's the after show. All right. So then there's another huge, huge announcement and it's caused some ripple effect on the Twitter machine. Caused a lot of fear and excitement amongst people. And let me be one of the first to say very much congratulations, Jeff. Jeff has taken on and been awarded a new role. He's the managing editor of the Lions Wire, the USA Today Wire site for the Detroit Lions. Great. great job, man.
Oh, thanks, Chris. I appreciate that. It's awesome. I'm looking forward to taking it over. I actually took it over yesterday as Friday as of 3 p.m. They gave me editorial capacity, which is great and fun. It's something that, you know, we've talked off the air. I really honestly enjoyed last year not covering the Lions on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. It allowed me to be a better fan, I think. But at the same time, I missed it. And going through the, you know, covering the Browns and the Texans, it's been fun. And I'm still very excited to do the Browns because they are a fascinating team.
Yeah, they are like a microcosm of...
They are so easy to cover. Right. presenting themselves. So, and it's
their own hot take.
Yeah. So I love it. I'm sad to give up the Texans, but at the same time, it's tough to cover a Houston team living in Holland, Michigan. We're still looking for people to take over down there, but you know, I think they're going to be a very good team, and they are a fun team as well, but I can't turn down covering the Lions, the team that I love, the team that I've loved since Billy Sims was a rookie. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know so many people have been so kind and saying so many nice things about me. It's overwhelming. It's humbling. And it's great to see that there's enthusiasm for it. I'm really looking forward to being much more in depth on the team now, after my sort of year of covering it a little bit from afar. And digesting it in a different way. I'm ready to get back and tackling it and writing, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things a day on the Lions, because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's Eric Schlitt has been very great in he's going to do a whole lot with the site as well. I encourage everybody to, you know, follow him and appreciate what he does, because he's a great Lions guy. And he and I are going to work really well together. It's going to be a lot of fun getting going. Lions Wire has, you know, Ty Schalter was great. I'm super happy for him that he was able to step away and do what he wants to do for himself.
On his terms, right?
Yes.
That's the thing that's so cool.
He was not kicked out. I want to make sure that's very clear. Nobody forced him out. I did not you go to my higher ups and say, hey, man, I want this job. Get Ty out. And there's nothing like that at all.
It was really a coup.
Ty is a great guy. He's a good friend. He is pursuing more creative writing pursuits, and I'm very much looking forward to that, because he is and I told him this, he is a very brilliant writer, and his writing style influenced my style and how I do things a little bit. And so I have a great appreciation for that. So I want to thank Ty for being great, for blessing me and taking over for him, and for getting me together with Eric and making this thing a go, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
So Riz is deep state, and he kicked Ty out and took over. We know that now. And then, so then the obvious next question, and it's been broached a couple of times on the Twitter. So what does that mean for us, Riz? Are we breaking up?
We are not breaking up, Chris. I can't quit you.
Oh, God, there's got to be some music here. Is there some music anywhere? So, I don't know, maybe. All right. So, there's much love.
Yeah, I will still be appearing on here as long as you want me to. Most people know Eric does have his own podcast, and that will, as part of him stepping up his responsibilities with Lions Wire, at my request, and he graciously accepted, his podcast will be the official podcast of Lions Wire. But that doesn't mean that I can't appear here. I'm not an indentured servant.
Well, people's ears aren't indentured servants either, right? I mean, that's the right thing. There's a great universe of things you can listen to. Eric does a great job and provides really, really great insight on his show.
And he sees things differently than I do. And I think that's going to be one of the strengths of Lions Wire, is that we do have sort of dueling perspectives. And we have a couple of other writers that are on board already that do their own thing very well. Bryce Rossler being one of them. Bryce is going to continue to churn out in-depth content, which is great, because I frankly don't have time for that.
And Bryce, formerly of the Detroit Lions podcast.com, right?
Yes, we love Bryce. He's still an active Redditor. So
yeah, that's fun to see that go. So a lot of fun there, a lot of good stuff, a lot of You know, it's one of those things, like Eric's podcast is one of those things where it is really very, I don't want to say complimentary, because I think we do, he has a, you're right, he has a great way of looking at things. He looks at things a little different than we are. He has a different approach to it. But, you know, people have a lot more than an hour in their life for podcasts in a week, right? And it's a great opportunity to use some. And I mean, his is one of the only other podcasts besides ours that's all Lions, right? I mean, there's not wrestling, yes, or hamburgers or anything else. I mean, it's really football talk. So he does a good show, and a lot of people appreciate his takes and what he's thinking. So it's good to see him get some traction here and see that work out.
Yes,
so.
Makes me happy. And I'm very pleased to still be in your good graces and with Case as well. Well, as long as you guys want me, I'll still be around.
You got Case. But we also have the we have maybe another piece, some of the fun we do and the kind of the love we have for each other. We talk about the training camp party that's coming up, Riz. That's like a month and a half away until we get together for the big Saturday night shindig.
And I'm going to get my hair done at just the right time.
So that's right.
Oh, yeah. Spot on.
Oh, for sure. Your hair is going to be on point. I know that. But with that, Eric's going to join us. We're going to be this, you know, a little bit of a kind of an insight of what's going on is we're going to go back and we're hoping to do the same place. I believe we will do the same location. We're going to hope to lock it down and do some signups and stuff to get people there.
Maybe like we're efforting on that. Yep. To do live recording there, we will need good attendance to make it worth their while to have it just be us. So if you can make it out, we're looking at, again, the drafting table in Wixom, which was great to us last year. They have an awesome, awesome coffee ale beer, which I love. Mm-hmm. And I had way too many of last year. They have a lot of other cool stuff, too. It's a nice little place. The management was great to us last year, and hopefully they will work out everything where we can sit there and there's no house music and it's just us, you know, dulcinating throughout the lovely establishment.
Dulcinating. Wow. So yes. And for that live show, we'll have Eric join us. Sandman's going to be there. Riz will be there. I'll be there. We'll all just do a grand
have time. A couple of other potential, higher level guests, we should say. Last year, Dan Miller joined us.
Yep.
There's a chance that Dan could come back out again, but there's some other people that have expressed interest in coming out too, and you would want to see them.
All right. So it's all good stuff. Congrats again, Riz. We got that. Thanks. We got the Billy Sims announcements. A lot of announcements off the top, but this is all like huge stuff.
It's fun stuff, right? Yeah, yeah. It's cool. It's great.
All right. Let's dive into some deeper Lions talk, though. Let's get right into the team here. Some news from the OTAs. First, I think it's officially the first injury of the season. Nick Bawden, ACL. He's out. Was really excited to see what he was going to bring for us. This just sucks.
It does. Anytime a guy gets drafted, even the undrafted guys, I hate seeing them get hurt. It really bothers me when guys get hurt and lose their opportunity to make a dent. Because quite honestly, he's missing his rookie year. They already have the in-house replacement for him. It's going to be tough for him to come back and earn a spot, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you take a fullback in the seventh round instead of like a linebacker or a safety. He's just got a better chance of actually making the roster at that position. Right. And if all he has to do is show, and then this happens and it's like this, you're right. This could very well just signal. I hope not. I mean, for his sake, I hope not, but as a seventh round pick, it could very well signal the end of the poor guy's chance in the NFL. And that really sucks.
Yeah, and it's such, you know, there's been hot debate on both the subreddit and on Twitter about what exactly the role of the fullback is going to be, how much is it going to get used. We don't know the answers to that yet. Well, that's something that we're going to figure out, but unfortunately, it will not be Nick Bawden who is the guy that's used. On the flip side, it means that Nick Belore is, he was very smart to make the position change.
Yeah.
And he is, put him in for sure on your 53-man roster projection now.
Yeah, for sure. And you're right. It will be interesting how we use that. And I mean, we have to take right now, we have such limited information what the offense will be like and how things work. We saw linebackers catch touchdowns in New England over the years, right? The move into fullback, some of the things that we could see here, the trickeration and so forth. I would expect that he'll make the roster at that role, and I think it'll be interesting to see how they use him. And I'm certain it won't be strictly in a lead blocker kind of role.
Oh, he can do some other things.
Yeah. All right. So we'll move on next in OTAs. Secondary play guys are out there working. We see Tease Tabor out there with the number ones. Who else was out there?
Oh, Jamal Agnew running number one with at slot corner and apparently looking a lot better than he did last year playing cornerback.
This, you know, is something, huh?
If Tease Tabor, and as much as I've ripped on him, he's probably going to want to punch me when he sees me. But if he can start and be average, even playing across from Darius Slay, oh my God, how good is the secondary going to be?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm thinking. You think about what we had out there. We felt really good about this group. I didn't necessarily think the Tease would be a number one, right? But if he's stepping up enough to come into a number one role there, that really, boy, that.
Dude, if Evan Lawson is your third best outside corner, you've got a pretty good secondary. Because as much as Lions fans like to rip on Evan Lawson, I got to tell you guys, watch more corners around the league. He's not bad at all. Not at all.
No. Yeah, this is really interesting. And, it you know, there's the counter to this is our line. We're not going to get the pressure we want, right? But, boy, if your secondary has that stickiness and can cover and is that good, that does help make up for some deficiencies on that rush and that defensive line. Of course, you want both to be great. But in a salary cap league, in a league like we have, it's very, very difficult to get a team that's just got that kind of depth and those kind of players from end to end.
There's two ways that you play defense. You pressure pick or cover sack. We're going for the cover sack version. Mm-hmm. And by the way, New England did that pretty darn well. They won a Super Bowl that way.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Just saying.
That's right. All right. Let's talk about the linebacker play. There's been some feedback. Linebackers are looking really good out there. Guys are getting up to speed. This is a big year for Jared Davis. Heard some good things about what he's doing out there. What do you hear, Riz?
I heard very good things about Jared Davis as well, that his processing speed has improved quite a bit, which is good because he has the twitchy athleticism to make that really parlay into something. They had a guest coach come in, I guess a coach, Mike Singletary.
You God, might have that heard guy's him. Eyes back in the day, man.
Oh, my God. Intensity.
Yeah.
So he came in, and he is not currently coaching in the NFL for good reason, but he was a nice little guest at camp and was working with Jared Davis specifically. And there's nothing wrong with learning from a guy like Mike Singletary.
No.
So I do have a Mike Singletary story I need to share. Some of you have heard this before, but it's fun anyways. So the last time I saw Mike Singletary in person was at the Shrine Game in 2014, I want to say, 13 or 14. He was one of the coaches down there that was the head coach of the East roster. And during the middle of practice session on the second day, he gets down at midfield and starts doing like bicycle calisthenics and jumping jacks and shit, like at midfield while practice is going on around him. That's his coaching style. And like, I'm sitting on the sideline with the players and they're like, what the fuck is coach doing? He's supposed to be coaching us. What's he doing? It was bizarre.
No excuses not to be working hard when you got that going on, right?
I guess not, man. And it goes back to, I know a couple of 49ers players. He was the 49ers coach before Jim Harbaugh took over. And the players were like, all he really does is like yell slogans at us. Like the one guy compared it to the Simpsons episode where Homer Simpson is going to climb Mount Springfield or whatever. Yeah. And the guy who's the send up of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I can't think of his name, Rainier Wolfcastle. Came to me in a thunderbolt, like just shout slogans at him and it's like clearly hawking his power sauce bars. They described that as how Mike Singletary's coaching style was, like, do better. You can do this. Run harder. No coaching whatsoever other than like yelling platitudes at you. That's Mike Singletary's coaching style.
Oh, that's awesome. That's what I need. That's the kind of coach I need.
Life, more of a life coach than a football coach.
Yeah, because I'm not playing football. Yeah, all right, so Kenny G, Kenny Golladay, and Marvin Jones both looking great out there. Kenny Golladay catching some touchdowns in the big numbers, and Marvin Jones just like butter, just moving out there like butter, man, looking good. So
did you see that one catch that Galladay made kind of behind his head, one-handed?
Yeah.
Just like reaching out, like casually stabbing, like, yeah, I got this. No big deal.
It's this is so fun because you see guys doing things that, I mean, they're loose. They're loose as hell in OTAs, right?
And that was one of the takeaways I got from watching all the videos was the guys for having a coaching change and for learning new stuff, they seem really at ease.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah, it's well, they're probably just tired from all that running, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. no, they're loose. A lot of good grabs. Saw, again, we go back to Tease. Saw him intercept Stafford. These things don't mean a whole ton, like these individual plays, but you can see what the players are doing, how they're fitting in, and you can ascertain a good deal with athleticism and how they match up against some of the guys. Some of the guys that you have a good grip on their play and you use those as measuring sticks against these other guys, it's a good way to kind of see how people are progressing and what they're looking like. But
yeah, overall, it's plus important. Plus it's important not to read too much into it because they're not in pads yet, although actually they were this week, but doing the mini camp a week earlier than most teams.
Yep. The thing is, Riz, everyone looks good in shorts, particularly you, but I don't want to go our musical interlude, but everyone looks good out there in shorts, right? It's when the pads come on where the difference making starts hitting and the hits start happening.
Yeah, but they're installing new systems on both sides of the ball, and I do think we're going to see more different offense than I think we probably expected. That's something that we will definitely delve into once camp gets here, but that, you know, if they're installing the new defense and Tabor and Agnew are picking it up well, and Davis looks like he's made the step, the biggest leap you make is from your rookie year to your second year. Mm-hmm. And it sure seems like the draft class of 2017 is poised to be a lot more impactful in 2018 than they were as rookies, which is, that's awesome. That's right. What we want.
That's exactly what you want. So the other side of it is it's easier for the defense early than it is the offense. Right.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to get too high on some of this stuff. But in these years, in the early days of these weeks now, in the early days of training camp, don't get too high or too low on the offense, because these things, there's a point and there's a tipping point that happens. And it's usually right around a little bit before family day. Right. When they both find their role and how, and their kind of groove, and you see some really, really good stuff, which is probably why they put family day when they do. So you don't get too worried about the offense, but looks good. Training camp is going to be a lot of fun. And, I'm just so stoked for football, dude. Can't believe it's only June, but then it's already June, right?
It is June. It's June 9th. The training camps kick off. What? 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, something like that.
Yeah,
I'm bad at calendar math, but you know, I'm ready for it, man. The NBA ended last night. The French Open's wrapping up tomorrow. I am a tennis head.
Sacre bleu! All right, à bientôt, French Open. Is that it? Did I do it there?
I don't know French.
Either way, I just fucking threw that out there.
Okay. I don't even dare see. Probably
Italian. Yeah, that would feel Italian to me. Alvito Zane, I know that. Let's really quick, before we bounce into some of that, talk about practices and training camp and that kind of stuff. Let's talk about a really, really good sponsor who's been here since almost the very, very beginning and who's been working with us and are getting ready to put together some great giveaways for you guys and put some really solid stuff on the table for our listeners. And that's Fanatics. You know, they've been in touch with us this week and really just solidifying a partnership that is, again, longstanding almost from the very, very beginning with us. And I want to thank everybody who's taken advantage of that partnership from our side. We're going to give you some more stuff. They're talking about some, you know, promo codes, discounts, all that kind of stuff that we're going to be able to offer as a result, you know, straight from the podcast for you guys. But in the meantime, until that gets all hammered out, you still need to go to DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Use that link, that shop link. We got a great graphic up there for the Fanatics that you can just click on that as well. It'll take you to Fanatics, and you get the whole range of official gear. Look, this year, I'm putting my foot down. This is a anti-toaster year. We're not going to be jumping in any bathtubs with our Lions toasters this year. This is a 10-6 year for this team. And we're starting to build that energy and that excitement for what's yet to come and the universe of possibility for this team. And got a bunch of new players. It's time maybe to refresh those jerseys. Maybe it's time to get some new t-shirts, right? You need some fresh threads for training camp and for preseason and the games itself. Your sundaes. Do you have your whiskey glasses ready? Do you have your blanket for those cold winter days? You probably don't. You better get that now. Head on over to DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Click on that shop link or click on the Fanatics graphic over there, their logo, and it'll take you over there. They'll give us a little kickback. We're not lying about it. They help us out for helping them out. And by going there from our site, they know that you got there from us, so they give us that kickback. So thank you, everyone who's used them so far. They recognize that, and they are going to help take care of you guys out there as well. But in the meantime, let's keep doing that. Let's keep hammering that Fanatics link whenever we need our official Lions gear. And let's talk about that. It's not just Lions stuff. You got World Cup, right? For me, you know, there's no Team USA. I'm a big German national team. I'm actually, for those who know anything about soccer, I'm actually friends with the former German national goaltender or goalkeeper. He played in, I think it was 84 and 88 as their goalkeeper on the national team. Took them to the finals twice, but couldn't quite seal it. So I'd be getting myself a nice German national soccer jersey. But there's all kinds of great stuff. You could do hockey. You could do baseball.
You can get your Washington Capitals championship gear.
All of that stuff available at Fanatics. All you do. Again, last time. I won't hit it anymore. DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Use the shop link or the Fanatics.
Father's Day is coming up.
Oh, God. Nailed it. Nailed it.
Maybe dad wants, maybe this dad, as my son looks on, wants the Lions grilling thing. Where I can like put the Lion logo on my steak.
Absolutely.
I want that.
Absolutely.
Want that. Make it happen, kid.
All kinds of tailgating gear. Okay, so that's that. Let's move into some of the stuff going on, a little bit of a forward view around the excitement that we got going on in this preseason stuff and training camp stuff. First, they've announced that they're going to have joint practices in week one and week two of the preseason against the opponents that they're going to play in those weeks. This is unheard of. They're giving away all their secrets. They're selling away the farm week one and week two of the preseason. Some of the most intense, important weeks of football, right, Riz? I mean, this could be absolutely detrimental to everything for the team this year.
It could scuttle the entire ship before it even hits the water.
Scuttled before the water. That is doom. I've never heard of such a situation.
it's fun. You know, this is something that Matt Patricia is bringing from the Patriots, because the Patriots do this every year. Mm-hmm. They were the sort of the progenitors of doing this. They practiced last year with the Houston Texans for 2 weeks, not just one, 2 weeks. Which is great. I think it's fantastic. It allows the players to take out their aggression on somebody else. You know, if the offensive linemen want to go smack somebody, it's not going to be somebody in a Lions uniform. It's going to be somebody in a Raiders uniform. And I think it's great. I love the idea of it. The one downside is that the last week before the first preseason game, and this year it's in Oakland, so the first preseason game is what, the 10th of August? Mm-hmm. Normally there's a day or two in practice that week that's still open to the public, and they're going to be in Oakland or Napa Valley. So,
Snapper Valley,
that will be the, you know, it might take away a day of public access to the camp. But other than that, it's great. It's fantastic that they're going to get live bullets against other teams.
They're going to get live fire exercise against the Spider Y2 banana. And I mean, what more could any team want? If you want to get up to speed, if you want to become a top-tier team, you need to be able to defend Spider Y2 Banana. And it'll be interesting to see two rookie coaches. I mean, that's really, I think, an excellent opportunity for two rookie coaches teams to practice against each other and then play off in that first week and see what they've learned.
It makes the preseason games more intense and more meaningful, because the players, aside from the fact that they're going against each other, they're going to get a relationship, and there will be guys that, you know, want to make guys on the other team look good too. Never forget the NFL is a fraternity, and as much as they're competing against one another, they're also kind of rooting for guys that they want to see do well on the other team. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of tell who the players on the other team favor, by the way that they handle the preseason. You know, are they helping each other up, or are they, you know, spitting and teabagging a guy while he's down on the ground? There's a lot of little things you can pick up about it, your team, by the way that the opponents react to them. And getting to know those players better only helps that much more.
T-Bag. I love it. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, we got that Giants week two. They're going to be doing that. And
the Giants will be in Allen Park, and I am looking forward to seeing Saquon Barkley in person get slammed by
Jared Davis.
Jared Davis, Miles Killebrew. I'm looking forward to a lot of the fun things.
Killebrew might murder him. Poor kid. So with that, let's talk about what the scheduling looks like on this. We've got word that the Raiders game, the preseason game, will be on August 10th, correct?
Yes, it is. It's August 10th. It is a very late kickoff because it's in Oakland. So I think the kickoff is going to be like 8:45 p.m. Eastern time. I might even be later than that. But that's the first game. So we have today's June 9th as we're recording this. So two months almost to the day.
Wow. It's incredible. It's we're almost there, Riz. We're almost back to football. It's funny because there is so much that goes on in the off season, right? The season you're looking at, it's only 16 games plus playoffs. It seems like, oh gosh, it's so short. But then you kind of roll through this and it seems, is it just because I'm older and time goes faster when you're old? Is that what it is, Riz?
It might be. And then it's like the NFL day. I'm old too. The NFL does a great job of staggering things. There's a supplemental draft and the Lions will be interested in this. We'll talk about it as it gets closer because it's on July 11th. But there's two cornerbacks in this year's supplemental draft that we're going to have to talk about at some point. But that's part of the beauty of the NFL. They are brilliant at always staying relevant in the sports news cycle, even if nothing's going on. That nobody does better than that than the NFL.
Right, right. So interesting stuff there. Yeah. So you know, there's set dates and set rules with the NFL. Right, they stagger things as you said, and there's rules around all that. We've got a great article up going up on today talking about that. Since we know that date is the 10th of August. You kind of work back 15 days from that as a result of the way the rules are stated in the NFL rule book. That means veteran training camp should kick off on the 26th of July. Now, this isn't announced yet by the Lions. They can tweak that, but that's the earliest that the vets would have to report. And I'm going to imagine that they're going to want them to report on day one that they're eligible to report, especially with the new coach, right, Riz?
Absolutely. And the rookies can report a week before that, right? You get 1 week with the rookies and the undrafted free agents and all that stuff. And then the veterans can be there physically and like working out, but they can't actually take part in the practice. And a lot of the veterans do show up early and just to get to know the guys and to get acclimated to the system. So they will be around, but they won't be out there at Allen Park running around.
They can be available to the media, right?
Yes. Yeah. And they will be. Yeah. And that's a great time to get interviews done. So I'll be over there.
Yes, absolutely.
In my new capacity, wearing my new hat. And I gotta get, you know what? I got to get another new Lions hat. I have a black one, a blue one, and a white one. I sort of need a silver one. So
where are you going to get that, Riz?
I might get that from Fanatics, Chris.
DetroitLionsPodcast.com. That's right. Exactly. Right. So that brings the rookies in around the 19th of July. So again, there's a good breakdown in Detroit
Lions. Look at you doing some reverse engineering here.
Yeah, that's the only kind of engineering I could do.
Getting your peeps working on this because the NFL has not officially announced the dates yet. We are expecting that later this week or very early next week. We'll see.
But you heard it here first.
That's right. You did hear it here first.
Unless you made a mistake.
We don't have anything up on Lions Wire about that yet.
Not yet, but I'm sure you will.
Oh, we will. Unfortunately, you're going to beat us on this one.
Yeah.
But again, we're not competitors. We're augmenters.
Augmenters. Yes. All of our realities are augmented by each other.
That's right.
I don't know. I'm going off on a left turn. A left turn here.
I was thinking more of breast augmentation.
Not bad.
You know. Faye Reagan, Jenna Jameson, the whole, you know, fun stuff.
We've got to go back to recording late instead of early.
You're not kidding. It's a little early in the morning for that sort of discussion.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm still drinking coffee with nothing in it.
I had an energy drink. I need a coffee, darn it. But all right, my next piece that we want to talk about, Matthew Stafford. He was interviewed on the NFL Network. They came down to OTA, started talking a little bit, and I had an interview with him. It was a good interview, but there's one section in particular I want to draw out from that. And let me put it here. This will be the long form version, so give a listen.
I did a double take this morning.
I forgot you turned 30.
Yeah, that was a tough one to me to swallow, but February 7, 1988, it's real, I'm 30.
Yeah, how's that feel?
Old. It feels old, but I don't know. I'm having fun out here, so it's all good.
What? So what it? Did he just say so F it?
Play that again. I want to hear that again.
Okay, well, here, let me just play this part.
So it's all good.
Okay. One more time for your ears.
So it's all good.
Okay, now we'll listen to it in the whole thing. Hold on.
I did a double take this morning.
I forgot you turned 30.
Yeah, that was a tough one to me to swallow. But yeah, February 7, 1988, it's real. I'm 30.
Yeah, how's that feel?
Old. It feels old, but I don't know. I'm having fun out here, so it's all good.
That's a little dangerous there, Chris.
So I, after deep analysis and the investigative expertise of the subreddit, he said it, so it's all good. But I mean, listen to that one more time.
So it's all good. So it's all good.
That is going to make the lexicon of the show. That will be a drop, and it isn't all good when he says.
So it's all good.
No, it's one of those things where when you understand, when you read what he's saying, you can absolutely hear it. But if you don't, if you're just like casually like, huh, what? What did he say?
Yeah, that was hilarious to see. I really appreciated that, and I appreciate the drop. There's one other thing that he had in there that I think I'm going to turn into a drop as well, but we'll play with that more later. So yeah, Matthew Stafford interview. Let's, you know, there's a thing that Lions fans have, and there's something that it's very much true. I noticed about the city of Detroit, and it's an attitude that I'd like to see change. Right? There's this. This is a very Canadian thing. Just to kind of put it there, but there's this kind of there's a sense of being the little brother all the time, or the sense of we're always picked on or whatever. Anytime someone says something bad, even if it's true about the city or the team or whatever, everyone's like, and they throw attention. We didn't get right here, right? We don't get the coverage we should. They were at Detroit Lions camp. They weren't at the Patriots that day. They weren't over somewhere else. They were in Allen Park with the team. So let's just give the NFL Network some credit. Let's look at it and say, okay, we aren't getting overlooked. There's no, you know, no conspiracy here. This is just they're getting, and they will continue to get the good looks as the team improves and the team starts to deliver. I think what we're seeing here is the league and some of the reporters believe that this team might actually be real, and it might be on the way up, and it might deserve coverage. Agree, Riz, or is there still some conspiracy going on here?
No, it's. I think a lot of Lions fans forget that this team has been good. They haven't been good enough, but they've not been bad. 9-7, that's not bad.
No. And every time, I mean, they're like, oh, yeah, they visited 17 teams and the Lions weren't hit. And then all I can say is,
they're the bullshit.
And that's, they got to come see Detroit. And don't worry, they're here now and they will continue to come. And what's the best way to get attention but to win? Or to lose everything, right? The Browns will probably get a visit too. Yes,
the Browns are getting a lot of attention too, but but they have a new coach in Matt Patricia, who's an exciting story. Matthew Stafford, I think, is starting to get the people are looking at his numbers and realizing that this guy can be the all-time leading passer in NFL history when he's done. Mm-hmm. He really can. Mm-hmm. And I think people are starting to appreciate more that he is still ascending, even though he's 30 years old and has been in, this is going to be his ninth year.
Yeah.
Which is your 10th year? Ninth? I don't know. I can't do math.
We know he's 30.
Yeah. It's crazy. He's been around as long as he has, and he's still only 30 years old. He's 14 months older than Andrew Luck, which is just crazy because Luck came out 3 years after him in the draft.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, he's out there. Maybe he isn't getting the kind of treatment that Aaron Rodgers is, but he's doing a great job and he continues to do a great job. And I think he's got the right attitude. When he walks out and says,
so it's all good.
Right. I think that's just exactly it.
That's exactly what we need to hear from you, Matthew.
You know,
honestly, the change when he decided to be called Matthew from Matt, I think it did signify a real progression in his character.
Yeah.
And I talked about this a little bit on the air with Big Drew and Jim yesterday when I was sitting in on ESPN 96.1 and WDFN in Detroit. shameless plug there, but about how he's embraced the C on his jersey more than what he used to.
Yeah.
And that is a big thing.
That was a topic of discussion, right? That he's not a super vocal kind of leader kind of guy. And he's no Ray Lewis out there. Right. But he commands that team. Well, we don't want
him killing people.
No, so well, that's a different part of it. But he does command that team. He is the captain of that ship. And people listen when he speaks. He's got a sense. And you see it when he's mic'd up and some other things. It's not that he isn't loud. He isn't motivational. Right. But he's not over the top, you know, like Gray was. As an example.
He's always tried to be more of a lead by example guy. And he realizes, I think he has realized now that doesn't work with every other player. Some players want you to get in their face. Some players need you to be more demonstrative. And I think he has embraced that and has learned how to do that.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Let's move on really quick. We talk about iTunes and the other aggregators there, the podcasts and those 5-star reviews. We had 2 reviews that just came up recently that I thought were important. And I just wanted to go through them real quick because I appreciate them a lot. I want to credit and thank the folks that gave them to it. But there's some key points in here that I really want to hit. So the first one's from Malachi's Honolulu Blue Balls. These guys are the best. Chris Case and the Riz are informative, funny, and professional. I look so forward to their podcast every week. I don't know what professional, but we'll go with that. But you're allowed to lie in these reviews, I guess.
They can't see the video of us doing this. That's coming soon.
The best part is the Riz is so over the top when he likes or dislikes a player. An example, football player I've ever laid my eyes on. This guy makes me laugh, but we get the point. Riz, by the way, I'm the fan who found Amir Abdullah's Liz Frank last summer. So big go for the Honolulu Blue Balls there. Thanks for giving me credit, though you bleeped up my name. Haha. ESPN picked up the story based on our podcast. So congrats. Back to the kudos. And this is where though that was all great stuff, but this is where it starts to kind of mean a little something more, I think. Love listening to the podcast. They're very informative, straight to the point, and exclusively about our Detroit Lions. Only podcast from Detroit that talks strictly football. Their knowledge and expertise on breaking down player acquisition, development, and profile is second to none. These guys take the time to do the research before the podcast, and even their mailbag questions are on point. Strictly football, football, football. I'm so grateful that they leave out the fluff. Thanks, guys, for all you do. Keep up the great work. 14-2 NFC Championship forward down the field, Detroit Lions. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's
great.
Great, that's awesome. Great review.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Those things, you know, it's silly, right? Because it's not an ego feeding thing, but it's we get feedback in a limited number of ways. And the downloads that we get, I mean, the count's through the roof. It's really crazy. That's kind of validating that we're doing the right thing. But these kind of things really kind of put fuel in the tank and help you keep going. There's another one from Cali Lions fan, which I moved, so that's not me. One of the best Lions podcasts out there. All Lions talk with no political crap. Outstanding in-depth insights into players and coaches. Go Lions. So, again, and this is, we talked about that from the very, very beginning. And we successfully did it through probably the most contentious election season of my life. We just don't do political. We don't do hamburgers. We don't do wrestling. We're sticking to the Lions. Exactly. We're sticking to football. And that other stuff can stay and will stay away. So thanks to those reviews. Thanks for recognizing it. Because we try not even to talk about not talking about it, right? But in the times right now and with so much that's going on right now, it becomes, I don't know, it's the state of the news out there today. And some of the stories that are going on, I think it becomes more topical and more on point. So thank you all for those great reviews. Thanks, everyone, for those 5-star reviews. And we will stay away from all those stupid topics and strictly stick to the Lions and football. There is one thing that is a little tangentially related to football that comes out of that. And I had a little rant on this earlier, Riz, but it keeps popping up. And
because it keeps coming up because people on the other end of it don't listen to you.
And they need to, right?
They really do.
I'm not a bad business guy, right? I have a couple ideas over here that might help you out. And it's like whack-a-mole with this Carlos idiot over the Freep, that comic book of a freaking publication. Still an absolute mess. And this story that came out that Patricia is losing his players. And you go through it. There's one quote in the entire article that's whatever. So complain about running too much, right? And then it's all conjecture and absolute woven from whole cloth, right? Patricia's losing his players because they have to run. Bullshit.
They had to run up a hill. Yeah. Oh, pobrecitos.
This is, I mean, look, I know things, well, see me the first or second week of July, and when things are really dead in the news, right? If someone isn't getting a damn DUI or getting in trouble or has a really, really cool charitable thing that they're doing, there's no news. Everyone's off doing personal stuff right ahead of the training camp start. I'm terrified to see what this idiot comes up with then when there's nothing to report on. But there's all kinds of stuff to report on right now, and he manufactures this. I mean, he didn't even, not even out of whole cloth. He had to go find silkworms and milk the thread out of them to make the cloth to manufacture. This is just trash. And it goes back to a point I made, and I need to make it again. This is the problem with journalism today. And it's beyond just sports. And it doesn't matter where your mind are and all that other stuff. There used to be a business that handled like the classified ads and the regular ads and all that. And it was, there was a hard wall between that business side of the operation and the journalism side of the operation. And what you have is a company or a newspaper. It started, I think it was like 1831 in Detroit, the Free Press. They've been around all this time. Now they're the Free. And they've taken 180 years of credibility, being a pillar of the Detroit community, and burnt it in a decade of the worst digital channel strategy I've ever fucking seen. They've melted every ounce of credibility. And now they've got Carlos here, who we talked about it. I don't, do you know him very well?
Know him.
Is he playing a part? Is this really him?
It almost seems like he's playing the clown show, like how Skip Bayless has embraced being a contrarian asshat. I think that's sort of what Carlos is. And I don't know whether he's like that in real life or not. I'm kind of curious to find out, because it's so weird, because other than him, like we love Justin Rogers, Dave Burkett, Kyle Meinke, Nate Atkins at MLive has proven himself to be a quality guy too. Yeah, the sure. Lions beat guys are so awesome. And I'm not saying that just because they're my friends. They really do a fantastic job. Trust me, from covering other teams, y'all are blessed with Lions news guys. Even Tori and Tim and Mike O'Hara with the team, they do a very good job of doing what they do and disseminating information. And then there's Carlos, and he fits in with, yeah, and maybe this is my good fortune of living on the west side of the state, that I don't have to listen to the guys like Mike Valenti and some of the jagoffs that are, you know, populating Detroit radio. I have to deal with Huge here on the west side of the state, which is bad enough. But, I won't speak ill of the competition, because disclaimer, I am employed by iHeartMedia, which runs 96.1 in Grand Rapids and WDFN in Detroit. So take that for what it is. But I hate this kind of crap.
This is garbage.
Why are you doing this? Come on. If you're doing this for attention, it's not the kind of attention you want.
This is, and it's, I don't know if it's worse if he's playing a part or it's actually him, because this is the problem. This right here is a microcosm of the problem with journalism. It's not transferring information. It's not providing any kind of a service. It's meant to grab an emotional piece of you and get you to click on it, because the business and the reporting are completely tied together. If they don't get a certain number of clicks, they don't have a job, period. That's unfortunately the way it's become in this world of you know, digital content. So what you have is this comic book of a newspaper using a digital channel strategy that is a blog. They're not even as good as a blog. They're a bad blog. And you look what they've done. They got kicked out of RNFL because they thought RNFL was just a free place to advertise and spam their articles. They just bam, 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 spamming their shit out there. This kind of garbage, just laying out there. They have no sense of, like, It's about giving me my click on a bullshit article that I made up out of whole cloth and got you, and I baited you into clicking. And then I don't care about that anything. I don't care about tomorrow. Give me my click now, and I'll make up something even more atrocious tomorrow, and I'll keep making crazy stuff up until it doesn't work anymore, and then I'll move on, and I'll be a clickbaiter somewhere else. And boy, is he a master baiter. But the thing
that, I see what you did there.
It's freaking wrong. And like, anybody with any kind of freaking sense would say, like, if I'm a newspaper, like the Detroit Free Press, if I'm not an 80-year-old fucking dipshit running their digital strategy, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to take part in the community. Because the community is what made Reddit big. It's the interaction of the people. When you start spamming, it's so freaking transparent that you're just taking advantage of everybody else's work. So not only are you a piece of shit journalist who's absolutely horrible at your job and has to resort to crap like this in order to stay employed, but then you walk around shitting on people. You insult their intelligence with the crap that you write, and then you insult them in person in their communities by treating their communities as your own kind of shit show to fucking crap in every corner. So I'm sorry, but this is absolute trash, and I just stay away from the Freep. Stay away from anything with Carlos. This is garbage. They God.
If you see the byline with the Carlos Menares thing on it, don't click on it. Nope. Just run away. Back away.
Nope.
And treat it like dog diarrhea, because yep. That's what it is.
Yep. Yep. And I encourage anyone to use there's archive sites, I think like archive.io or something like that, that are out there. If you accidentally clicked on one of his things and you see it and you're like, oh my God, this is crap, you want to share it with people, use one of those archive sites. And using one of those means that they won't get the clicks. Those clicks don't count. It's been archived, so that one click that you did by mistake, and then you share that you put that website into the archive site's little box, they won't get those clicks. So other people can see, and you can talk about what an idiot this guy is, but at the same time, he's not getting paid for it. Cut him out of the mix. Just cut out this cancer, because it's horrible. So sorry, Riz. I didn't want to do this more than that one time, but
no, you really didn't.
But doesn't it, stop.
It keeps coming up. Like you said, it's like whack-a-mole. There's only
whack-a-rat.
I hate ass hats. I really do. I hate professional agitators and provocateurs like that. That's not how,
man.
That's not how I want to do things. That's not how we are going to do things at Lions Wire. That's not how credible journalists do things. And I'm not trained as a professional journalist. My degrees are in history and climatology, but I know better than Carlos, and who does have a journalism degree. That's sort of,
it's just like disgusting. The turkey hole thing. It's manipulative. And anytime, if your press is manipulating you, you've got a real freaking problem. Don't allow them to manipulate you. Think for yourself. And when you see this garbage, walk away, because it's the only way to get rid of it.
Right. I might have a hot take on something, but I'm going to let you know that it's my take. It's not this is Carlos insinuating that players are telling him that Matt Patricia, they don't like him. That's such bull crap. If I'm going to write something like that, I'm going to tell you that this is my opinion, this is my extrapolation from or reading between lines, that nobody actually said this. He clearly doesn't offer that in the piece. And that's why it's so bogus and why you're rightfully agitated by this.
Yep. Yeah. So there you go. Oh boy. It's something. Let's move on to something happier.
Please, that would be great.
I think it's time to talk about the winner of the Under Armour Lions meme gift card, the Twitter contest. You feel good about that, Riz?
I feel very good about this because, as you know, Chris, I'm not a meme guy, but I kind of got into this because some of these were just freaking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to give extra special credit, and I'm going to tell you two people right off. Hey, he didn't win. I'm sorry. And I don't want to give it away right now, right? I'm giving it away, but Sweta, Patel and Neil Jones were just hitting it hard, and they had a lot of really, really good memes. They had some awesome stuff out there, but there was one that came out that kind of ruled the day, and it wound up with, I mean, it won in the likes, it won in the retweets, the whole thing, and it was spectacular. This one was from Moritz Kuhlman, Fast, Furious and Fast on Twitter. It's Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong. Yeah, it's Kim Jong-un. What? Which one is it? I don't even know.
Kim Jong-un.
Un. Thank you. Oh, you called Uno. So it's Kim Jong-un, and he's got his binoculars, and he's leaning, you know, looks like the DMZ. He's got his short, thin generals behind him. And so he's memed into the role of Aaron Rodgers. He's got the Green Bay logo and number 12 on him. And he looks at his binoculars, and you see Stafford truck. Who was the linebacker that he trucked?
I don't even, it was somebody Titans. For the Titans.
Yeah, just know. Laid him out. It was such a great play. And then he looks again, and you see... Get terrified.
Like drops the binoculars and like, oh my God, yeah, this is what's coming for me.
It's so good. It is so damn funny.
It's great.
It's topical.
It's topical.
Right. Everything going on, right? It was a good one. So Moritz, we'll get in touch with you on the Twitter. We'll get you that gift card set out. Congratulations. Thank you everybody for taking part.
There was some awesome ones. I really enjoyed it. I had not seen it, and this Moritz's winning entry really sort of cemented it for me. The meme is sort of the political cartoon of the day. And I love political cartoons and that sort of humor, and this contest actually like opened my eyes to what creativity and what message you can send with meme other than just being like ridiculous, which is what most memes are. Some of these were like political cartoons come to life, which is it's fantastic.
It's pretty.
Thank you all for opening my eyes to a new way of communication.
Yeah, and thank you all again. I got to say, Neil and Sweater, you guys were awesome. You guys just. It wasn't spam at all because they were quality memes. They were certainly quality memes, but you guys, you had a million entries. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, yep. Good one, Moritz. We will get in touch with you. Congratulations on your Under Armour gift card. And folks, don't forget, come to the DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Click on that shop link. You can go straight to Under Armour. When it's time to go pants free, it should be compression style. So go get your stuff from Under Armour. Their socks are killer. Have you noticed that, Riz? Do you get their socks?
I have Under Armour socks. I am currently wearing Under Armour compression boxer briefs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, same. The socks, the thing about the socks I love is the I don't know if it's called compression or not, but the way it squeezes the arch of your foot gives you that little bit of arch support with the socks. It feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. You know, toss the Hanes tubers, guys. Get yourself a nice set of Under Armour stuff. DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Click on the shop link and go with it. And you will not be unhappy. So we got that going on. Let's see. I want to talk also really quick about Amazon. Amazon.com, right? Great place. You do all your shopping there. Don't forget about them. Hit them up at DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Same way. And anytime you do your Amazon shopping, they'll give us a kickback. And we certainly appreciate those kickbacks.
I actually did that this week. I'm proud to say I went to the storefront of one of my favorite bands, 12 Foot Ninja, and I ordered some gear through Detroit Lions Podcast through Amazon. And I just got it today, and I am looking at it now, and I am so freaking stoked to wear this.
Very nice. Very nice. That's awesome. Speaking of some of our favorite bands, you have you been trained professionally in segues? Because you're damn good at this, Riz. we've got our favorite band. And our favorite brand, they love to take us around the division. This is an invitation to get the fuck out if you can take it. I'm the head lion. That's right. It's time for Around the Division. Riz is going to take us quickly. I don't know that there's a whole lot going on to talk about, except for I don't want to steal your thunder, but can I do the one story?
Yeah, go for it, because okay. It's fun.
Clay Matthews decided he needed some amateur plastic surgery and caught a charity softball match.
Charity softball match, yes.
Caught a line drive straight to the schnoz, broke it.
Right off the beak, man.
And like he walked immediately off the field after it hit him. Gotta say, well, okay, so his nose is broken. It's swollen like crazy. And as soon as the swelling goes down, he's going to have surgery on it. That's insane. That is killer to me. If you've ever had your nose jacked up like that, the whole having to breathe thing, and like when you're trying to sleep, and that's horrible. I mean, that's a terrible situation. He's such a jerk, though. He kind of.
I bet the hookers around him are really pissed off by his snoring.
I don't know. You can pay him anything. Yeah. But yeah, so he should come out of this looking better. I know walking off the field, the drain in the blood, he looked a lot better than he did going onto the field. But again, anything to make fun of the Packers, right? And him, he's a real, I hate his
style. The only upshot for him is that he legally gets to take steroids for a little while.
Yeah. You know what? That's I hadn't thought of that. Damn it. always. He did it on purpose, I bet. Anything to shirk the rules, I bet. So anyway, yeah, that was pretty impressive. And the video came out and was out pretty early. And boy,
he got clocked, man. That did not look comfortable.
No. But I, you know, had that been any of the Detroit Lions, I would have been like, oh, I'd have really felt horrible on that. But it's Clay Matthews. It's part that it's Clay Matthews and part that he's a Packer. Those things together, I just kind of giggle and laugh and feel good about it. I don't know why.
Would have been, you know, I actually like Clay Matthews, so I can't. His dad was one of my all-time favorite players, and his cousin, Jake, is another player that I favor very much, but, you know.
I just think he plays, his after-the-play antics, he's just such a bitch. Always like, oh, I wouldn't have been
anybody. God, he's great in those commercials.
Yeah,
and he's got great hair, and that means a lot to me because I love guys with great hair.
It really is something. It really is something for you, that hair thing. I hadn't noticed it as much until we started hanging out, and now I'm like, everything's about the hair.
I notice good hair on men because I do not have good hair. I'm suffering through a bad hair lifetime. I still have hair, and I'm happy about that. But
you absolutely have volleyball player hair. There's no question about it. You are an absolute beach volleyball haired guy. You went into the right profession. I'm just telling you straight up.
I did. I actually got it cut this week. Quick shout out to my barber, Kenny. Good job, Kenny. Yeah.
So let's, you know, Riz, face for radio, voice for print, and here he is, editor of the Lions Wire. Great work.
Until I start doing the Facebook lives from my kitchen.
Those will be fun. I forgot about that. All right. Anything else around the division that we want to talk about this week?
I honestly can't think of anything. The Bears and Vikings are both doing mini camp this coming week. So there's a chance actually I could steal a day down in Chicago to get down there and watch that. Cause where I live, I'm sort of equidistant between Chicago and Detroit. The Bears are, from everything I've heard, Allen Robinson is looking like really good. And if you're a fantasy guy, it seems like they're sort of scheming away from Jordan Howard a little bit and adding more Tariq Cohen in. We'll know more about that. But that's what I got about the Bears right now.
Send me a pizza when you go there. I'd appreciate that.
Oh, dude, Chicago style pizza. I know a lot of people hate it. I freaking love it.
Yeah, I like pizza of almost any style. But and you know, some of the people they get really.
See, I love sauce and getting the double sauce, and that's what sort of makes Detroit style pizzas really good. Except they like Jets, they burn the crust too much. I don't care for that. No. I'm more into the Chicago style.
Yeah, Giordano's is great.
Oh, Giordano's. We have a Giordano's here in Holland now. We have a local place called Crust 54. Free plug for Crust 54 in Holland. Two locations: one on the south side, one downtown. Go there. It's awesome.
I'm going to charge them for that. I'm going to go get a free pizza from them. And then the obvious pick is Buddy's in Detroit, right? They've got spectacular pizza.
You know, my late father-in-law was a huge Buddy's disciple. He's a Detroit guy, Wayne State and Michigan grad. You know, every time he came to town and we had our family get-togethers there, we always went to Buddy's. So I have experienced that. It's good stuff.
Yeah, really. And then you get a lot of small. I mean, there's a place called Primo's where I lived when I was there. Little chain, small chain, old guy.
Yeah, there's a place in East Point off of 9 Mile and Harper that's really good too. I can't think of the name of it, but we used to go there quite a bit
too. Are we doing that? Not Lions Talk. Is this like almost
bar? Oh God, we're sorry.
Bad. We'll take this off here. Let's take this off here. All right. So with that, that's gonna close out the show this week. Remember, we need your involvement. Use the comments in the sub to give us your feedback. Please don't give us the pizza talk feedback. We won't do that again. We lost ourselves for a moment.
Sorry.
We got lost in the moment.
Yeah, but we're hungry. It's almost
it is. I haven't had breakfast yet, so it's just time to eat. Also, don't forget about us on Patreon, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. And all those folks that are donating now, thank you. You can join even as little as $1 a month is helpful. And we love you for it. Also, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, and on the Twittermaker, Twitter at DET Lions Podcast. DET Lions Podcast. It is the very best place to see the Riz
with no pants.
Woo! That's the best way. That's Riz is really with that full hair going and no pants is the only way to find yourself a Riz. Give us a call,
summer, man. It's Speedo and flip flop season.
Give us a call via Skype, Detroit Lions Podcast. All one word, Detroit Lions Podcast, or call us in the Lions line. 929-33-Lions. It's 929-335-4667. There's a lot of great stuff coming on. We got that AMA with Billy Sims coming. So get ready. Keep your eyes on DetroitLions.reddit.com for that to start. And go to DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Subscribe to the podcast so we can come in your box automatically. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to see you next time on the Detroit Lions Podcast. It's your Detroit Lions and Reddit connection.
Final seconds winding down. And look at that. How big is that? Chris and Case out of time. Pack the bags, start the plane. This show is over.
Hey, Dean Blandino here, and I can tell you unequivocally that call was 100% wrong.
I would love to see him come and do what he can do.